heard you the first time. Give me a chance. I'm coming. Hey. Oh, what brings you to my doorstep at this hour? And in such a state. Ah, shit, get in here and shake off the cold. Come on, let me take your coat. You look like something the cat dragged in. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to lighten the mood a bit. I'll hang this up. You go sit close to the fire to warm up. Tell me what's up, sweetheart. What brings you here without calling ahead? Who am I kidding? We both know I hardly ever go anywhere. But you usually call before coming over. Showing up unannounced means it must be something pretty serious. What's going on? Talk to me, honey. Is this the guy you were telling me about? The one you met online? So you guys decided to finally meet up? I'm guessing it didn't go well based on how you showed up at my doorstep. Oh, sweetie, I'm so sorry. You don't have to talk about it if it's too painful. He's an idiot, because I think you're gorgeous. You know that, right? So he just got up and walked out on you because he didn't like the way you looked? Okay, what? So you met for drinks, went back to his place, and then... No, wait. So he gets you undressed, and then starts criticizing your body? What the fuck? Who does that? Now, wait a minute. I thought you guys had played together online. Didn't you go cam to cam? Yeah? So wouldn't he have seen everything you have to offer? Wouldn't he have had the chance to decide you weren't what he wanted then? He kicked you out totally naked? What the fresh fuck? Whoa, you walked all the way from there? Honey, that's on the other side of town. I swear, if I ever get my hands on him. I'm sorry, you need me. I shouldn't be thinking about those things right now. No, you absolutely do not have to tell me what he said to you. All I need to know is that he said hurtful things to you, kicked you out of his house stark naked, and then you had to walk all the way home in this weather. I'm glad you came to me, sweetheart. I wouldn't want you to be alone right now. I know how hard it was for you to start talking to this guy. I am so sorry things didn't work out. Come here, I think you need a hug. Is that alright if I offer you a hug? I'm here for you. I hope that's why you came to me. Because you know that I love you. And that my door and my arms are always open. Oh, darling, please tell me what I can do to help you feel better. I'm not sure that's entirely appropriate. I wouldn't want to take advantage of you, dear. You are in a very vulnerable state right now. And it wouldn't be fair for me to take advantage of you. Please don't tempt me further, because I don't think I can resist you. I don't think you've ever realized how I feel about you. We've been friends for so long that any affection I feel for you is just chalked up to our close friendship. All those times that you started to get close to a boy, but they started to get jealous because you and I are so close. I don't know why they didn't seem to care that I had a girlfriend. They just couldn't handle the idea of having to share you in the least. It's like they wanted to come in and take you away from me, just so they could feel they had a place in your life. I always felt like it was partially my fault you never had a boyfriend in high school. The thing is, I kind of always hoped that I could be your boyfriend. When we went to prom together, that was the highlight of my high school life. I was with the most beautiful girl in the entire school, and I knew that was the closest I would ever get to being your boyfriend. I don't care if no one was jealous of me. No one else knew you well enough to be jealous of me. If you had let other people know you the way I have known you, you would have been so much more popular. You wouldn't have needed to take your best friend to prom, and I would have been very lonely that night. But that's neither here nor there at this point. The fact is that you have hidden your true beauty away from other people and only let them see what they consider to be an oddity. You and I are so much alike, which is why we became friends in the first place. I have never been scared away by the darkness, by the clothing you wear, or the way you cut your hair. I have always been able to see you for who you are inside. Not to mention the fact that I really dig your style. He what? He said what? That you had no tits in the body of a boy? Oh, honey. I'm sorry he called you that. It's not true at all. I just told you that I like the way you look. Okay, granted, I've never seen you naked, but I'm sure I would love it. No, that is not an invitation for you to undress. I've already told you that I think that sort of thing would be inappropriate. I have very strong feelings for you, and you are reeling from a rejection. If I were to engage something like that with you, I think it could be harmful to the both of us. Do you really think it would help you? Damn it. You know I just can't say no to you, don't you? Alright, I'll go along with this because you are convinced it will help you. I really hope it does. Well, I can say that I really like your butt. No, I'm not kidding. I think it is a very nice butt. Your skin looks very nice. I want so badly to touch it. I don't think I can do that. You standing in front of me like that, asking me to touch you, telling me that you need to feel my touch, it's just not fair. I can't resist you. Your skin is so soft. Any man who could see you standing like this in front of him and not be moved to touch you is a great fool. I am drawn in by the beauty of your body and is only deepened by the love I feel for you. I know what burns with your chest. I know the true beauty that lies within you. I like the strength of your jaw. It matches the determination I know to reside inside of you. These breasts are clearly present. Look how they fit so nicely in my hands. They aren't too small for me, you see. They're a perfect handful. A handful of heaven. Look at the nipples, how they stand up to greet my touch. I can see your pulse making your breasts practically leap. I can tell how scared you are. Would you like to stop? Are you sure? I don't want to push you further than you can handle. This is the fulfillment of so many fantasies. To have my lips so close to yours. To hear your heartbeat disturbing your breathing is beyond thrilling. I can smell the excitement. I can smell the excitement between your legs. The feel of kissing your lips is electric. There is a charge between us, and I can feel you shiver. Goosebumps cover your back when I kiss you. splendor. Each and every part of me wishing to fulfill you as a woman and a lover. I want to chase away any notions you have of inadequacy. I want to assure you that you are more than enough. You are the answer to all of my fantasies, and I dare not believe that I deserve to hold you as I do. I cannot conceive of ever shunning or turning away one so lovely or perfect as you. You are the very form that fills the entirety of my dreams and haunts my every waking hour with the pained knowledge that it was nothing but a dream. Holding you here and now is that impossible dream somehow realized, and I barely dare to breathe for fear that I might awake at any moment, disturbing myself from this more treasured of dreams. My life is so full of hell, and now I hold a small piece of heaven. Please don't ever let me wake from this. Whatever you would have of me, you have but to ask. I would be the fulfillment of your every dream, fantasy, or desire. If you ask it of me, I will give it to you. I will do just as you ask. Lie down on the sofa with your butt near the edge. Your petals glisten with the dew of your excitement and anticipation. How have I longed to partake of your sweet, sweet honey, but never dared to believe it would be possible. Now the sight of your beautiful flower is almost too much for me to take in. You are beautiful from head to toe. I long to kiss and lick you to contentment. May I give you pleasures that only the mouth can provide. Oh, thank you, my darling. So sweet. I never imagined it could be so sweet. What's this? Is this your clit? I think it is long overdue for some attention. take that as a good thing. I'm guessing you feel better. You certainly sound in better spirits now. Just lie there and relax until you're recovered. You came pretty damn hard. You can take a shower when you're ready. Would you like some cocoa with mini marshmallows or something? What? Me? Nah, I don't need anything. It's alright. Tonight was all about you. I'll be fine. Just relax and then get dressed when you're ready. Oh, and hey, I love you.